Misfits Audio, in cooperation with Calliope Sound Productions, brings you Amusing Grace, a romantic comedy in five parts, written by Neville J. Bryant, directed by Tony Juner. Recorded before a live audience in August 2000 at Airedale Studio Theatre, the University of Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario. Act 2, Scene 1. The next day, Grace plans a surprise for Danny. She is on the roof of the complex setting up a table.
Let me see now. I know it's just a card table, but this'll fix that. A nice, clean, white tablecloth. I love white tablecloths. They're so elegant. And then, let me see. Cutlery. Knife and fork for me. Knife and fork for him. Glasses. Now, salad, bread, coffee in a thermos, and grape juice. Don't tell me I forgot the chicken. No. There it is. Cold roast chicken. There. It's nothing really. Just a little compromise. Lunch on the roof. It's very romantic. And he won't like it. He'll think I'm ashamed to be seen with him. Well, what's to worry about? He probably isn't even coming. What happened?
Well, you can see what happened, can't you? I dropped the damn game.
Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. I didn't go down with it, did I?
I wouldn't know. I just got here. Do you want me to help you?
What?
Do you need help?
I can do it.
Are you sure? It's behind you.
What?
The box you're looking for, it's behind you.
I see it.
All right, do it yourself then, if you're so clever.
Damn game has so many damn pieces. Well, aren't you going to say anything? Did I get it all?
I don't know. I'm trying not to interfere.
You're in my way here.
Danny.
What?
I want you to do something for me.
What is it?
I want you to close your eyes before you come out here.
Close my eyes? What for? If I close my eyes, I won't be able to see anything.
I know. That's the idea.
What idea? What are you up to?
You'll see in a minute. Come on. Just do it, please.
All right. It's done. They're closed. Now what?
Here, I'll help you. Just hold on to my arm.
What are you talking about? I can't find your arm. My eyes are closed.
Here. It's right in front of you. There. All right now. I'll lead you. Just trust me.
If this is some sort of surprise party, I got a hot little surprise for you. It's not my birthday.
Just a little further. All right. You can open your eyes now.
What's this?
Lunch.
What kind of lunch?
Cold roast chicken, salad, bread, coffee in a thermos, and grape juice. That kind of lunch.
Did you do this?
Well, I didn't come up here and find it, so I guess I must have.
What for?
What for? I thought you said you wanted to have lunch with me.
I did, and I thought you said no.
That's right. No, I didn't want to go out for lunch. This is a compromise. Lunch on the roof. This is your place, right here.
All right. No, wait. You sit first. I've got an idea. If we're going to do this, we might as well do it right. Oh, yes, waiter. I'll take a table by the window if you don't mind.
What are you doing?
Oh, just a moment. There's a young lady here who seems to be all alone. Afternoon, ma'am. I wonder if you mind if I joined you for lunch.
It finally happened. You've gone over the edge.
Just go along with it, will you? What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? What's the matter with you? You're acting like some sort of a crazy person.
I'm trying something, okay? No. Where's your sense of adventure?
I don't know. I must have left it downstairs.
Can't you just go along with it and stop being practical for once in your life?
I can't help it. I am practical. And I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pretending this is a restaurant, all right? The rooftop restaurant. You're just sitting there at a table, all by yourself, and you've never met me. I just happened to come along.
Why?
I was in the area!
No, I mean, why do we have to do this?
Because, that's why. For the hell of it. I'm trying to make it better than it is. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with the way it really is?
It's boring. I'm trying to make it non-boring. Now, do you mind if I join you for lunch, or don't you?
This is the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Does that mean you do mind?
No, it means it's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
So pretend it isn't.
What do you want me to say?
It's a simple question, isn't it? Just answer it.
Yes, I do mind.
What?
I never have lunch with strangers. Find your own table.
You're just doing this to be difficult, aren't you?
Am I?
Of course you are. If you don't let me join you, there's no game.
Oh, well, you should have explained that. In that case, I don't mind.
Fine. So, what's an attractive woman like you doing in a place like this?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
I was in the area. This is ridiculous.
Do you live around here?
Do we have to do this?
Don't answer a question with a question. Do you live around here or don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's wonderful. What's your name?
Clarissa.
It's okay. You can use your own name.
I don't want to use my own name. This is fiction, and I want to be fictitious.
You have to use your real name. If you don't, how am I going to know you afterwards?
Oh, I don't believe this.
So what's your name?
I told you, Clarissa.
All right, that's the way you want it. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Clarissa.
Call me what you like.
It's a lovely name, almost as lovely as the woman herself.
Oh, Lord.
You know, when I first saw you sitting here, I knew we were going to hit it off.
What are you doing?
Just holding your hand. No harm in that, is there?
You keep your hands to yourself. I hardly know you.
It's been 3 days. What's the matter? I can't even hold your hand?
It hasn't been 3 days. I just met you, remember, in this beautiful restaurant.
All right, I won't touch you then.
Good.
Ever.
Good. Can we get on with this, please? The coffee's getting cold.
Come here often?
All the time.
Really? What's the food like, Amanda?
That's Clarissa.
What's it like anyway?
I can't do this. I feel foolish.
What's the food like, damn it?
I don't understand why we can't just have lunch like two normal people.
You're answering a question with a question again.
That wasn't a question.
Are you going to tell me what the food's like or not?
Do you know what you're doing?
Another question.
You're acting. You said it was a job for pansies, pretending to be something you're not. And here you are doing it yourself. Must be where your son gets it from.
This isn't acting.
Oh, what is it then?
I explained it. We're doing it right, making it better, and that's all.
Well, it's stupid. We're on a roof, eating off a card table. If anything, it's a glorified picnic. Why can't you just take it for what it is instead of making something idiotic out of it? What are you doing?
I'm not hungry.
All of a sudden, you're not hungry?
That's right. I lost my appetite.
And your temper.
I didn't lose my temper. I'm perfectly calm. I'm just not hungry anymore.
Wonderful. I guess that's what you get when you try to do something nice for someone. You'd think I'd learn. So you really didn't mean it then, did you?
Mean what?
What you said about taking me out to lunch.
Out! Out to lunch! That's what I wanted. But oh no, you have to make some dumb fool compromise because you're ashamed to be seen with me.
I knew you would say that. I should have taken a bet with myself.
Go ahead and admit it.
I'm not ashamed to be seen with you.
Yes, you are.
We keep having this conversation. You get it into your mind that I'm ashamed or lonely or something else, and then you force me into admitting it.
Then why don't you just admit it in the first place and save me the trouble?
What's the use?
What are you doing now?
I'm packing up the stuff and leaving.
You can't leave. We haven't eaten yet.
That's right. We haven't. You're not hungry, remember?
Well, that doesn't make any difference. We might as well eat it, seeing as it's here.
It isn't here. I'm putting it away.
What are you getting so mad about?
I must have been crazy.
What?
I said I must have been crazy.
Crazy? What's crazy? What do you mean crazy?
It doesn't matter.
No, come on, tell me. I want to know what you mean by crazy.
I honestly thought you and I might just be friends. Company. We'd play a few games and talk, get to know each other. But no, you have to make it into going out together, being seen, as though there was something important about that. Well, not for me. I told you before I wasn't looking for that kind of friendship, and I'm still not.
You're scared. That's what's wrong with you.
Is this something else you're going to try and get me to admit? Because I'm not doing it. I'm through admitting.
All wrapped up in yourself, scared to let anybody else in. It's a commitment you can't stand.
What commitment? I don't even know you. God, I don't even like you.
Yes, you do.
Why? Why would I? You're arrogant and self-centered and you think you're always right. I can't stand that in a person.
Do I add that to vulgar and cranky and can't take a joke?
Goodbye.
And old? All right, go then. What do I care? There's plenty of women who'd be interested in a guy like me.
Really? Who?
I'm not naming names, but there are plenty of them. And they don't care if I'm cranky or vulgar and arrogant and self-centered, and if I think about myself and can't take a joke, or that I'm old.
Well, I can't imagine why you've been wasting your time on me.
That makes two of us. So what are you going to do with yourself now? Sit by yourself in that prison downstairs that you won't let anybody else into?
This may come as a shock to you, Mr. Wendell, but I had a life before I ever met you. I didn't miss you then, and if I never see you again, I still won't miss you.
Well, go then. It doesn't matter. Go! There's other things I can do too, you know. Plenty of other things. I can watch the soccer. I'm not lonely. I know that's what you think, but I'm not. I'm not lonely. I'm just alone.
You have just listened to Act 2, Scene 1 of Amusing Grace by Neville J. Bryant. The cast and crew were as follows. Grace Marlowe was played by Hazel Dalgleish. Danny Wendell was played by Jim Hooper. Gillian Marlowe was played by Julie Tisdale. Live sound effects, or Foley, was performed by Scott Shepherd. Music was written and performed by Neville J. Bryant. Live recording supervised by James W. Smagata. And I'm your announcer, Murray Retread. Please visit Neville's website at www.stagecraftproductions.net. And check out Calliope Sound Productions at www.calliopesoundproductions.com and check out what's coming up this year. For Misfits Audio, Captain John Tadrzak is the CEO and April Sadowski is our webmaster. The preceding show was used by permission of Neville J. Bryant and Calliope Sound Productions. Tony Jr., President and CEO. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for Act 2, Scene 2. Coming soon to MisfitsAudio.com.